This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes and to study with us today the story in the Bible of a man who came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, but who put off his obedience, and therefore there was a tragedy in his life. We find this account in the 24th chapter of the book of Acts, and I'm going to begin reading with verse 22. Get your Bible, if you will, and turn with me to Acts chapter 24, beginning with verse 22. Now this account occurs when the Apostle Paul, having returned from his third missionary journey, had been arrested in Jerusalem and was now taken to Caesarea to be brought before the Roman governor Felix. Later on, you know, he went on to Rome with an appeal to Caesar. But now beginning with verse 22 in the 24th chapter of Acts. And Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way. He deferred them and said, When Lysias the chief captain shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter. And he commanded a centurion to keep Paul and to let him have liberty, and that he should forbid none of his acquaintance to minister or come unto him. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, or self-control, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, Go thy way for this time, and when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Whereof he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. But after 2 years, Porcius Festus came into Felix's room, and Felix, willing to show the Jews a pleasure, left Paul bound. Now this is a story in the Bible. It's a story about a man, basically about a man and his wife, though much more about Felix than about his wife Drusilla. There is a great value to the fact that the Bible has done this. For one reason, we have more interest in stories than simply reading about precept. When the Bible says that a certain man did thus and so and certain things happened to him, our interest arises. And there's another thing about it. We learn more easily from the stories of various people. We learn about success stories, people who were great men, people who served God and what happened to them. And we read about men who rejected God, who were wicked men, and what happened to them. We can read these stories and profit from them ourselves, and we can read them to our children, and they can learn more easily what to do with their own lives. Now let's note some basic elements in this story. It involved, of course, a preaching, listening situation. And in any preaching, listening situation, you have an audience, you have a preacher, you have a sermon, and you have a result of the sermon. Let's look, first of all, then, at the audience on this occasion. And a very distinguished audience it was, because it was Felix, the governor of the province. Secular history tells us that early in his life, he was a slave and had been mistreated. And is the case many times with people who have been mistreated themselves, when they come into positions of power, they mistreat those who are under them. He was, therefore, a very cruel ruler, and had taken Drusilla, who had been the wife of Azias, the king of Emesa. Now, here is a situation in which a man who is living a very wicked life, a very cruel man, a very wicked man, the Apostle Paul has the opportunity of preaching to him. Of course, we can know that he must have faced the temptation of watering down the message of the gospel and not telling this man the whole truth and nothing but the truth. But the preacher on this occasion is a very, very notable person. It is the Apostle Paul. Remember the situation in which we find Paul on this occasion? He is a prisoner, and he is brought before Felix, who wanted to hear him. No doubt he realized that his life is in danger, and he faced the great temptation to say only smooth and fair speech to Felix. But remember, this is the man who said to the elders of Ephesus, I have not shunned to declare unto you the whole counsel of God, and he will not shun to declare the whole counsel of God unto Felix. But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow when we continue our study of Felix, a great procrastinator. And until then, may God bless and keep you is our prayer.